For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Riverdale and Westby locked up in a great non-conference baseball battle last night in Muscadet. The Norsemen won the battle in 9 innings, 3-2. Riverdale scored the opening run on an RBI hit from Emmett Drone. Westby tied the game in the second when Brody Steinhoff singled in a run. The Norsemen took a 2-1 lead when Beckett Brigham had an RBI hit in the sixth. The Chieftains answered with a run in the bottom of the sixth when Logan Cagle singled to drive in a run. The game stayed tied at 2 until the top of the ninth, when Gavin Larson tripled and scored. The Chieftains went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth, and the game went the way of the Norsemen as they improved to 5-2. Andre Tainter of Riverdale and Brody Steinhoff of Westby locked up in a pitcher's duel, with both working into the eighth inning. Tainter struck out 4 and walked 3 while scattering 8 hits. Carson Kenyon finished the game on the mound for Riverdale. Steinhoff led Westby with 5 strikeouts, 1 walk, and he gave up 5 hits. He retired 10 in a row during one stretch of the game. Callan Rudai was the winning pitcher after retiring 5 in a row after coming in relief. Following the 3-2 win, Westby will play a doubleheader with West Salem today. Riverdale will head back to SWAL action today with a game at Southwestern. In other baseball news from last night, Trevor Westfall got the win on the mound for Weston in a 11-0 victory over Kickapoo. He had 10 strikeouts and no walks. Leaders at the plate, Garrett Jennings, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Corbin Gross, 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Colton Newman was 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Trevor Westfall, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Trevor pitched very well for Weston on the night, and they're getting ready to get back to action with a game coming up on Thursday. In other baseball news, Ithaca was a winner over North Crawford, staying unbeaten 5-2. Bulldogs with the victory. Elsewhere, it was a win for Royal over New Lisbon, 10-0. River Ridge 5, Highland 4. Prairie du Chien 10-0 over Darlington. And Richland Center played at the Woodside Sports Complex. And Mauston was a winner over the Hornets in baseball, 6-3. In area softball, Ithaca was a winner against North Crawford, 7-5. River Valley defeated Sauk Prairie, 6-3. Fenimore, 14-8 over Southwestern. Also, Fenimore was a 10-4 winner against Southwestern in the second game. Iowa Grant, 11. Riverdale, 6. It was Cuba City, 7-0 over Darlington. And Boscobel edged Mineral Point in a battle of SWAL leaders, 1-0. Bulldogs. In other action from last night, Viroqua 11 and Westby 1. It was Cashton 6-0 over Wonewoc Center. Highland 8, River Ridge 2. Reedsburg 21-0 over Mauston. Dodgeville bested Lancaster by a score of 3-2. In track and field action, the Grit Invitational was hosted by Richland Center last night. The girls' standings, it was Viroqua with a 148 to North Crawford's 134. Richland Center finished third as a team with 123 out of the 7 teams. North Crawford was the top boys' team, scoring 137. Viroqua with 130. Richland Center with 121 was third out of the 7 teams that scored last night. Individually for Richland Center, Robert Budden was 6th in the 200, Dane Schwartz 7th in the 400 and 5th with a triple jump, Malachi Fretz had a good night, 1st in the 800 with a 206.24 and 1st in the 1600, 437.71 was his time. Harrison Carpenter 5th in the 800, Ryan Stadler 2nd with a 1600 run and took 1st in the 3200 with a time of 10.42.41. Kiernan Culver, 2nd in the 3200. Grayson Banker finished 4th in the 110 hurdles, 2nd in the 3, and 3rd in pole vault. Devin Woodhouse was 2nd in the pole vault. Duncan Harper, 3rd in long jump. Teague Perkins took 3rd with a shot put throw. And some relay teams did well for the Hornet boys. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper finished 1st in the 4x2 with a 136.25 time and 1st in the 4x4 with a time of 3:43.28. For the girls, Richland Center was led by Shanice Anderson, sixth in the 400. Also, Casey Ng in the set was seventh place in the 400. Grace Fretz, second in the 800, and second in high jump, third in long jump. Clarice Possen, third in the 800. Rachel Waterfall, sixth with a 1600 run. Olive Harper, third in the 3200, fourth with a pole vault. Danica Pauls, first in the high jump with a 410 in the final, and first in pole vault with a 9-foot vault. Ava Gottschall, fifth in the pole vault. Soleil Ewing, first in long jump at 1510, and first in triple as well yesterday. Maddie Huber, second in shot and second in discus. McKenna Anderson, fifth with a shot put throw, and Aaliyah Huntemer, sixth with the shot put throw. The 4x4 Hornets were second yesterday as they did well, finishing out with a time of 4:43.48. Danica Pauls, Shanice Anderson, Grace Fretz, and Clarice Possen ran that for the Hornets in yesterday's Grit Invitational. Fenimore hosted a meet yesterday. Riverdale was there. Tim Bailey first in the 100 with a time of 11:15. Also in the 200 with a time of 22:60. So a big day for Tim. Dietrich Buchholz, second in the 300 hurdles and fifth in high jump. Drayton Deglow was seventh with a shot put throw. For the Riverdale girls, Mallory Meese, sixth in the 1600. Gretchen Buchholz took first in the 100 hurdles. Kaylee Carter, second in pole vault. Kayla McCorkle, sixth with the discus throw. The Riverdale 4x1 finished fifth. That was Haley Schneider, Kaylee Carter, Kiara Prohaska, and Gretchen Buchholz. And the 4x8 finished second for the Chieftains. Olivia Meese, Jenna Wheatman, Riley Bierce, and Mallory Meese. For Ithaca Weston yesterday, Clayton Lee was second in the 1600 with a PR of 4:43.34, which was a new school record. Ryan Lee established the record initially in 2021 at 4:43.82. A 3200 run, finishing in first place for Clayton Lee with a time of 10:33. And the 4x8 was ninth. Brayson Garcia-Boland, Connor Montez, Carrick Thompson, and Sam Jones. For the Ithaca Weston girls, 100 dash, Kaylee Miller was ninth. She was also fifth in the 200. Tristan Peterson, fifth in the 100 hurdles. And in the 300 hurdles, she finished sixth. The 4x1 was fourth. Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Miller. High jump, third place finish for Kaylee Miller. Pole vault, a ninth place for Leah Puig. The long jump, sixth place for Tristan Peterson. And in the triple jump, Aubrey Cook finished fourth. The next meet for Ithaca Weston, the River Valley Alumni Invitational, coming up on Friday. At Fenimore last night, Fenimore won the women's event 154 to Boscobel's 89. Riverdale was fourth, Ithaca Weston 13th as a girls team. For the boys, Fenimore first at 122, River Ridge second at 73. Also in the running last night, it was Iowa Grant third, Prairie du Chien fourth. And Riverdale finished ninth as a team, Ithaca Weston 13th out of the 16 boys teams that were entered. The Richland Center soccer girls lost in lacrosse to Logan last night, 5-0. According to the coaches, they were without many key players due to sickness or injury. Lily Tidrick played her first full game in the goal and had 28 saves. Defense was led by Bryn Anderson, Cambry Stifler, and Wren Wilson. They hustled to every loose ball and chased down many opposing players, disrupting play. Sephora Ewing, Hope Fox, Gabriella Tony Bruckner controlled the game in the midfield and attacking third of the field. The Hornets are improving each game, as the coaches are proud of how far they've come since the beginning of the season. Yesterday, the Southwest Conference Golf Meet was held at House in the Rock Resort in Spring Green. The top team was Platteville, firing a 180. Richland Center was second at 184. River Valley third with a 187. Leading the way with a top score was Roman Johnson, the senior from Richland Center, with a 36. Connor Hying had a 48. 50s for Andrew Knabel and Trayton Shep, and Grayson Clements with a 56. For River Valley, Cameron Schmidtkonek led the way with a 45. 47s for both Gavin Davison and Will Kaltenberg, a 48 for Lucas Klein, and a 50 for Connor Grant. Well, there's sports action going on today for the Richland Center baseball team. They'll be home with Platteville. Richland Center track team scheduled to go to Lancaster today. We'll be on hand for softball as the Hornets play host to Platteville this afternoon. Hornet head coach Jacob Sirian talked to us earlier about how the season has progressed.
I think their intensity right off the bat. They came into this year with a new focus. We had a lot of returning players. And just their leadership from the get-go has been excellent.
Hear the action beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 4:50 this afternoon. Riverdale softball team is taking on Southwestern, and the Riverdale baseball team also playing at Southwestern today. For River Valley, they have action today at home for the baseball team against Lancaster, and the softball team also against the Flying Arrows. The River Valley track team is also at Lancaster this afternoon. Ithaca baseball and softball hosting a non-conference event today, taking on New Lisbon. On the state scene, the Brewers managed only three hits while dropping a 1-0 pitcher's duel to start a series with the Tampa Bay Rays. A strong start by Bryce Wilson was wasted when a first-inning run was enough offense for the visitors. Overall, he feels he is improving.
You know, I feel like my early career as a starter, that's the one thing I was able to do is maintain my velocity. Obviously, the results weren't always great, you know, early in my career, but, you know, now being able to do that and also rely on my stuff is awesome. And, you know, I have no doubt that I can go out and throw 100 pitches every 5 days.
The Brewers found themselves on the wrong end of a momentum-swinging decision by an umpiring crew for a second straight day. Milwaukee believed it had tied the game in the ninth of a 1-0 loss when a third strike to Jake Bowers got past the Rays' catcher, enabling Sal Frelick to score from third. Bowers was ruled out, and Frelick was ordered to go back to third when the home plate umpire Ryan Addington ruled that the hitter's backswing hit the helmet of the catcher. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Of course you're frustrated. You know, really you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position, but when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong. According to what I just read in the room.
Murphy went on to have a little bit more about his frustration.
Umpire said they have to call it. It's backswing interference. You know, I'm not a rules expert, but the rule says that if on a swing on a third strike, the backswing interferes with the catcher catching the ball, then you can call backswing interference. That backswing happened after the ball was already past him. So in my opinion, that's a bad call. They made a mistake and they changed the game.
We'll see if Pat Murphy gets fined for that, critical of the umpires or not. The Brewers get back to action tonight, and that's against Tampa Bay's Rays. 6:40 for the start time tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington 7-2 over Miami, Cubs 3-1 over the Mets, Cincinnati 5-2 over San Diego, Dodgers 8, Arizona 4. In the American League, Baltimore 2, the Yankees nothing, Toronto 6, Kansas City 5, Minnesota 3-2 over the White Sox. Interleague play, St. Louis and Detroit postponed. Oakland 5, Pittsburgh 1, Seattle 2-1 over Atlanta, the Angels 6-5 winners against Philadelphia. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 102, Miami 88, Oklahoma City 97, New Orleans 89, Denver 108, the Lakers 106. And the season could end for the Bucks tonight with the team's big guns unavailable. Several reports indicate the front office doesn't expect either Giannis Antetokounmpo or Damian Lillard to take the court as the team faces elimination. The Indiana Pacers lead the best of seven series 3-1. Milwaukee has stayed competitive while losing those three games. There is a possibility Giannis could play if the series is extended a game or possibly two. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.